From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Jefferson City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Brian Mitchell will be stepping down after this school year. KBIA's Kyle Norris talked to Mitchell about the district's progress during his tenure.
Jefferson City leaders and residents got to say goodbye to Dr. Brian Mitchell at a reception at the Miller Performing Arts Center Monday afternoon. Mitchell is retiring after 26 years in education. He says there are many things the district accomplished during his tenure that he is proud of, but there will always be pressure on the public school system in general.
Public education is asked to solve a lot of societal issues, that it's impossible for public education to be that solution for. Nonetheless, we take it on with as much enthusiasm as possible.
The Jefferson City School Board named Dr. Larry Linthicum to succeed Mitchell as the next superintendent in December. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
A legislative panel has blocked Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services from increasing wages for home care workers. Today, House members and representatives on the Oversight Committee voted 7-2 to block the pay increase for workers who tend to aging Missourians and others who can't care for themselves. The department rule would have increased the current $7.65 an hour minimum to $8.50 for home care workers. But lawmakers said the department doesn't have the authority to increase those wages. Republican Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City is the committee vice chairman, and he says it should be up to the legislature to decide whether to raise that minimum wage. Drivers who have seen a steady rise in the price of gasoline can relax. They will almost certainly be paying far less for gas this summer than they have in the last 6 years. Today, the U.S. Department of Energy announced that it expects the price of gasoline to average at $2.55 between April and September, which would be the lowest price since 2009. Over the course of the year, a typical U.S. household could save $675 in gasoline prices compared to last year. The coming summer of cheap gas was set up by a collapse in oil prices that ended in mid-March at $43 a barrel. That took gasoline prices down to $2.03 a gallon, a level the country hasn't seen since March of 2009. The Columbia Public Schools Board of Education unanimously rejected reinstating a pay step teachers did not receive in 2008. Because of that year's pay freeze, teachers missed out on a raise that has been in place for teachers hired since then. Susan McClintock is the president of the Columbia, Missouri National Education Association. She says the district could start losing some of the longer-serving teachers if an even pay scale isn't put in place.
Administrators and teachers and ESPs, we have them leave all the time to move to the university, to other districts in the state.
School board president James Witt says the district is in deficit spending and isn't in financial shape to pay the needs. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.